from KQED.
We're still waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court to announce the fate of Proposition 8, California's ban on same-sex marriage. As the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains, there's disagreement about the possible outcomes.
When two same-sex couples filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Prop 8, their attorney, Theodore Olson, described the issue in sweeping terms.
This case is about the equal rights guaranteed to every American under the United States Constitution.
In the summer of 2010, federal Judge Vaughn Walker agreed, issuing a landmark decision declaring Prop 8 unconstitutional. He found no rational basis for denying same-sex couples a license to marry. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld Walker's ruling, but narrowed it considerably, saying it applied only to California. Soon, the U.S. Supreme Court will weigh in. UC Davis law professor Vic Amar calls a broad decision declaring a fundamental nationwide right to marriage highly unlikely.
It's very rare for the court to invalidate the laws of two-thirds or three-quarters of the states.
Since Prop 8 passed, 11 states and the District of Columbia have legalized same-sex marriage. And Prop 8 supporter John Eastman, an attorney with the National Organization for Marriage, hopes that changing landscape discourages the high court from intervening.
Americans across the country are grappling with an intense policy debate, and there's nothing specifically in the Constitution that decides that debate one way or the other, and then the Supreme Court ought to recognize that and let it play out.
At oral arguments in March, there seemed to be little appetite for a momentous decision in support of gay marriage. And there are two ways for the court to avoid that legal question altogether. They could simply dismiss the case, allowing the Ninth Circuit Court decision to stand. Or, more likely, says UC Davis law professor Vic Amar, is for the court to say Prop 8 proponents lacked legal standing to appeal Judge Walker's decision invalidating the ballot measure.
If the case is decided on standing grounds, the thing that we should focus on right away is what, if anything, the court says about the follow-on process.
In other words, how broadly would Judge Walker's decision apply? Prop 8 attorney Andy Pugno believes the decision based on standing means only the four plaintiffs who filed the original lawsuit would be affected.
If we didn't have standing, then there was no one present at trial to defend Proposition 8. And in a case like that, you can't declare a statute unconstitutional. The best you can do is grant the relief that was asked for, and that's for the two couples.
But if Prop 8 falls and Governor Jerry Brown instructs county clerks to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, gay and lesbian weddings could begin by the end of July. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.